My guest today is Paul Muller. He's the executive director of the Cincinnati Preservation Association. His organization has an exciting series of events coming here in Cincinnati as pertaining to modern architecture in the Queen City. And Paul, it's great to be with you.
Oh, thanks, Stuart. It's nice to be here.
For starters, I know you have a two-day symposium coming up at the Rau House, April 24th and 25th. Tell us what that's all about.
At the end of the restoration of this 1938 modernist design, the architect was John Becker. Emily Rau Pulitzer has donated the house to us along with funds to restore it. So we spent the last year and a half doing a really meticulous restoration. We wanted to use the end of the project as a chance to bring people together to talk about the special issues of preserving modern architecture. A lot of people don't think of a recent style as something that would be historical. But buildings as early as 1964 are now turning 50 years old, and we're starting to think about how we preserve the best of those.
I am a mid-century enthusiast for sure. I'm inclined to think that Cincinnati probably has more than its fair share of mid-century architecture when you really look deeply. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. And part of it is the presence of the University of Cincinnati, and part of it is our topography. These hillsides didn't lend themselves to a lot of large-scale suburban development, and so these little nooks that people had to tuck their houses into a lot of times led to very creative designs.
What will happen at the two-day symposium?
We'll have experts coming from around Ohio, Indiana, and other places to talk about what's out there. The first day, we're going to be looking at historically who made these buildings, what kind of forces were shaping their designs. And then the second day, we're going to be looking at how are these buildings being treated now? Are they being restored? Are they being shown to the public? We'll get into questions of how do you decide what's worth keeping? That's particularly important on styles that are very close to us in time. It's easy to look at something like Memorial Hall and say, let's keep it, or City Hall. But as things move into their historic period, sometimes they just look old to us.
I understand that Paul Goldberger will be lecturing as part of this symposium. Tell us a little bit about Paul and then the role he'll play for you.
Well, we're really excited to bring Paul Goldberger to town. He was the former architectural critic for the New York Times for years. Now he writes for Vanity Fair. He's one of the most respected architectural critics and authors in the country. And he's done a lot of thinking about the preservation of the recent past. We're hosting a lecture that will be on April 25th at the Cincinnati Art Museum. We're going to be in their new library space overlooking mm-hmm. Cincinnati in mm-hmm. The restored former Art Academy building.
I understand also that there will be a house tour of the Rau House that takes place on April the 27th. Tell us what you expect there.
Well, we expect a lot of people to come, and we actually have two houses on the tour. We have the Rau House, which was this 1938 international style restored house, and a house nearby that's a historical style. So it's our annual spring house tour. We get about 400 people come to this every year, mm-hmm. and they really enjoy it.
I'm new to that expression, the international style. Elaborate on that for me, if you would.
That comes out of an exhibition that was held in the early 30s. It was a type of architecture that tried to free itself from the bounds of historical styles or national styles. The Bauhaus movement is sort of a part of that architecture.
Since our media here this evening is radio, tell us what does that international style, what does it look like?
Well, in the case of the Rau House, which is an incredibly important example of it, it's very early. 1938 is early for that style, and this is a really well-developed version of it. First of all, it's white. In this case, it's painted cinder block with white wash. Flat roofs, interlocking rectangles, wraparound steel windows. The international style tried to sort of dematerialize the building and be this sort of serene machine sitting in the landscape.
It also has a very strong Art Deco flavor, don't you think?
Art Deco has a little bit more applied, stylized decoration.
Ornamentation.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, ornamentation is really not a part of the international style.
Right.
It's stripped down to its elements, and the Rau House is very serene in, mm-hmm. in not having that.
Paul, as executive director of the Cincinnati Preservation Association, tell me about your group and how people in Cincinnati that are interested in mid-century architecture might get involved.
They can go to our website and they can participate in a lot of our events that we're having. What we're doing right now with the Rau House is just one of many things we do. We own Pinecroft, the estate of Powell Crosley Jr. We own the Houck House on Dayton Street, and we put on educational programs about things like what to do with cracks in your foundations. Cincinnati is an incredible place for historic preservation. We have some of the best resources in the country. People are now starting to realize these can become a vital part of the community. You're seeing it everywhere. Several major forces are coming together. The return to city movement, the need for a lower carbon future, and then people's desire to have authentic, sort of gritty cities. And all of those intersect with historic preservation.
I think that, to me, mid-century architecture addresses livability in a way that other styles of architecture do not. And so when you're mentioning the return to the city, I think there is also part of our culture today is a return to a more livable daily series of activities, if you will, with better health and better concerns for exercise. I know myself from living in a Benjamin Dombar home that it contributes to my mental health, if you will, and I'm very serious about that. Tell us, what is the relationship between livability and modern architecture?
Modern architecture tried to break away from the sort of rote organization of spaces that had been handed down to us in time, a parlor, a sitting room. It tried to say, let's make the buildings a machine for living, as Le Corbusier quoted. Mm-hmm. So they tried to step back and say, how do you live on the land? How do you live in a space? Why don't we just build up from essentials? The amazing thing about the Rau House is you get to see it fresh. We experience these modern buildings as they have been copied from each other and refined and refined and refined. But in the Rau House, you get to see one from 1938. There were no precedents around. When people walked into those spaces, they were seeing open flowing space, wraparound windows, and almost this ship-like quality of a living space. And the most common comment we get from when people come in is, I don't like modernism, but this is wonderful. And I think it's because it's a good solution to it. When you're in it, you see the landscape, you experience a real subtle arrangement of spaces.
Back to the restoration, which I know was extensive and virtually one of a kind. Tell us about how that took place and tell us about your anticipated future of the Rau House. What will happen to that great piece of architecture?
Okay, well, I'll start with the restoration. We were really fortunate to have Architects Plus as our restoration architect and Crapsey and Gillis as our contractors. With this team, we were able to study every piece of evidence that we had of what was there. And the house was in very bad condition when we got it. The first people in there were in white suits removing years of mold because the roofs had collapsed. But we put it back with real plaster. We studied every piece of the house and did, I think, one of the most authentic restorations of a modernist residence in the country, aside from maybe some of the Frank Lloyd Wright ones. But the ultimate goal is to sell it to a private owner with historic preservation restrictions on it. But before that, we want to make sure the public really gets to see it and experience it, because it is a great teaching tool.
April 24th will be a day of meetings and workshops, if you will.
Yes.
And focused on?
The preservation of modern architecture in the Midwest. What's out there and how do we care for it?
And then April 25th?
That's a continuation of that. And then we have a separate lecture on the evening of the 25th. That's Paul Goldberger. And we're selling tickets to that separately.
And that'll be in the evening. And then the 27th is your house tour of two homes that are within walking distance of one another.
Yes.
And you're expecting several hundred people to attend. And is that an all-day tour?
It's 1 to 5.
How about just a quick wrap in terms of how you see the future for your association, how busy you plan to be?
We think that preservation is really right at the center of so many things that's happening in society. We're more energized and more active than we've ever been in our 50-year history. And we're working on archaeological preservation, on energy-based preservation, and on neighborhood revitalization. All of these things are connecting us with many more organizations.
Paul, I'd like to thank you for being my guest. This is Paul Muller, who's the executive director of the Cincinnati Preservation Association. You can find a link to the Preserving Modern Architecture Symposium and the house tours, as well as the Cincinnati Preservation Association, at our website, wvxu.org. This is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.